case. A big thank you to everyone out there fighting for civil rights, human rights, and social justice. And thanks especially to you, dear listener, for your support. You make it all worth it. We'll be back in a month to continue our examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the influence of drugs on society. Thanks again for listening. This is Doug McVeigh saying so long. So long!
KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Tune in the fourth Monday of each month at 11:30 a.m. to Voices for the Animals.
We discuss the latest news and trends in the animal world.
And the role of activism surrounding the issues of animal rights.
That's Voices for the Animals at 11:30 a.m. on the fourth Monday of each month on KBOO.
When the farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down, the farmer is...
Tune in to The Dirtbag every second Wednesday of the month at 11 a.m.
Learn to grow your tasty fruits and vegetables in your home garden.
There is a monthly garden stumper, calendar of gardening events. You can even call in with your gardening questions.
That's The Dirtbag every second Wednesday, 11 to 12 a.m. That's on K-B-O-O
Portland.
Listen, laugh, learn.
The farmer is the man that feeds them all.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
This is Culture in Motion. I'm your host, Mike Crenshaw. I was doing a twice-monthly show with Ryan Danley, and now we've reformatted this to be a one-hour show. So I'll be doing 1 hour a month on a Wednesday, the third Wednesday of every month, in the evening as part of public affairs. And I want to thank you all for being here. And I want to let the people know that, you know, KBOO needs your support. So if you could go to kboo.fm and donate to KBOO. Keep KBOO on the air. Keep programming like Culture in Motion on the air. Keep news and public affairs on the air that are going to give you a reflection of what's really happening in the world today. You can go to kboo.fm/give. You can click donate in the mobile app. You can text KBOO to 44321. You can mail a donation to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Donate to KBOO. Keep KBOO on the air. Keep programming like Culture in Motion on the air. Keep news and public affairs on the air that are going to give you a reflection of what's really happening in the world today. I've got three fantastic guests with me today. Jolly Rapper, that's Rapper with a W. And some of you might be familiar with his work. He's been all over the city doing amazing spoken word, outstanding hip hop music, participating in Slamboo and other citywide performance platforms, doing great music videos. But we'll get more into that. I'm working today also with Andre Middleton of Friends of Noise, producing, you know, all ages shows throughout the metro area and training young people in the art of live show production and audio engineering and sound, as well as providing a place for young people to perform. And I'm also here with Jeff Lowe. I don't know. I never know if I should introduce you with your hyphenated name or just your first and last, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, my hyphenated name is my last name. You know, when you get married, that's just a part of the situation that we lock into. So it is Moreno Lothi.
Moreno Lothi. Thank you. And why don't we start off things with you, Jeff, because you're the one who is the least clear in terms of the professional, what would I say, title that I should give you, because you've recently made a transition. So why don't you tell the people about the work you've done to bring you to where you are and what you're up to?
Good to be here, number one. Feels great to be in a space with some dope folks. You know, I am an educator, have been an educator in Portland for 20 years. 15 of those years have been a nonprofit, working specifically at a school that's predominantly Black and Brown, through Oregon Outreach. And then the last few years of my career have been at Portland Public Schools, working at McDaniel High School. And I was a student engagement coach there. And my responsibilities were to basically work with Black and Brown youth, help them navigate systems, provide resources, deal with issues related to racism and oppression in the school, and just try to build with folks around what does space need to feel like. So the last few years of my career has been heavily focused on creating social emotional learning and trauma-informed space in school where students, youth get to make the decisions around what happens in that space. So a lot of it is student voice work and supporting different cultural aspects of the work that are happening in a school so that students have space that becomes theirs. As we know, you know, schools are places of oppression. Schools are places where a lot of harm is done. So the idea was to really engage and connect around what could students do to shift and create space that felt good to them, and also gave them some agency around what would it look like to change it? What would you want to do? And now I'm rocking with Dr. Renee Mitchell over at I Am More, who's dope, good people. So someone I've been connected to for years. We started chopping it up when I was transitioning out, and she was like, Jeff, why don't you come over here? Basically, she said, yo, let's dream. What do you want to do? And it was good to hear somebody say that to me and start thinking about it from a mind state of what can we really do with youth to shift and change the spaces that we're in right now, especially with everything that's going on, and making sure that we're helping to create space together.
Thank you for that. That's a lot of information to process, a lot of good work. Let me ask you this in response. You came from working for Portland Public Schools, and mm-hmm. now you're working for I Am More, but do you get to continue the level of engagement with students that you had when you were a PPS employee?
Well, you know, that's interesting because obviously when I was running a space or helping facilitate a student-led space in a school, I'm dealing with hundreds of students a day rolling through. So like that constant influx of youth that are coming through, that's not the same. You know, we're just beginning to build programming and look at what it's going to be like to have youth rolling through into a space. So Renee and I are actually in a process of establishing what that space is going to be and some of the programming that's going to happen within the space. So at this moment, man, after being in a classroom and being in a school for 20 years straight, it is not the same. I am not engaged at the same level with youth, other than the folks that I'm still connected to. So I still meet weekly with a couple of youth around supporting them with where they're at. And then I still have a ton of connections in that community. So I'm connected with different youth and meeting with them around what's happening with them and meeting needs with families and connecting. So it's it's my community. So a lot of this for me, it's the transition. It's never been a job for me. It's been a space of community and how are we building together. So within this transition that's happening right now, I'm finding ways to just be in community with folks outside of the school, which has been good. I think it's been eye-opening and definitely led into some of my practices being adaptive and leading me into my passion and my heart work a lot more, which I'm appreciative of.
Britt, you talk about heart work, and really that's what brings the four of us together today. There's a couple of things that are going on that we all share. And foremost is the Rose City Rising Project.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I want to invite Jolly and Andre to both talk about what Rose City Rising means to them. But I want to start with you, Jolly, so that we can kind of bounce it down a few years generationally.
Yeah.
And talk not only about your participation in Rose City Rising, but let us know about the upcoming open mic you heard. I imagine that people are going to want to know what day that is when you tell us about it and where it's located.
Okay. My name is Jolly Rapper. That's Rapper with a W. And talking about the Rose City Rising Project, I was actually involved through another nonprofit called Outside the Frame. And they basically, their whole thing is they take houseless youth and turn them into filmmakers and directors of their own lives. And I was in that program for a year and some change. And then they talked about this project with Mike Crenshaw and Friends of Noise. And I was like, yo, I know them. Like, oh my God. So then when we pulled up to the video shoot, that's where everything clicked together. And I met so many people. I met so many new artists, my age, younger and older and whatever. And it was just a good space for Portland kids from all over the city, different high schools, whatever, to find a base where they could connect and just share each other's art and like work together. And it was just really cool to be there and watch them perform and be in the videos. I'm in like all the videos except for, I think it was Zion's, but it was fun to be there. It was definitely a vibe. It's just really cool how that happened. The word that keeps coming to me is just collaboration. That's really what encapsulates the vibe, collaboration.
Well, we'll circle back to you because I want to ask you more about your herd. It seems like more than just one calendar event. It might be a series of events because the one that's coming up on December 21st is the second. For the listeners, Jolly, how old are you?
I am 20 years old.
And I just want to know, I want to flag that, you know, in a lot of global populations of the global majority that haven't been shaped by Eurocentric values as much, youth expands to the age of 35. So I just want to let folks know that, you know, don't be out there acting like you're a geezer when you might still have time left to be a young person. Andre Middleton, Friends of Noise. Andre, you and me been knowing each other since I was almost Jolly's age.
We were both almost Jolly's age.
That's right.
Yeah, no, it's been a great journey. I always appreciate and love building a community with you. And it's been wonderful to see our community expand over the years. So I appreciate being able to be in this space with y'all.
Likewise, we appreciate the work that you do because, you know, not only are you giving opportunities to young people to step into this industry, this creative industry of music and performance and entertainment, but you're enriching the lives of a lot of people in Portland who might intentionally come to one of your events or might be on a walk in the park and happen to see what's happening. Can you tell us and the listeners about how the concept of Friends of Noise came to you and also talk about the concept of Rose City Rising and how that came to be?
Hey, y'all. This is Andre from Friends of Noise. Started Friends of Noise as an opportunity to create safer, more inclusive spaces for young people, not only to express themselves, but also to understand the process of production. So we basically do three things. We teach young people professional development in the business side of the music industry, you know, how to make merch, how to put together a PA, how to book bands, how to run a show. Once 10 people have taken all those workshops, or at least a couple of them, then you put them to work at our own shows. We book and produce all age music concerts. No alcohol, no drugs, no booze, just all ages music. And all of our lineups are a mixture of teens and adults. This is a multi-generational space because we all got something to learn from each other. And then lastly, once young people have shown us that they got the goods, we find them paid opportunities to either perform on stage or to do AV, on-demand paid AV work for other organizations like Portland Parks and Rec, for Metro, for Prosper Portland, for a group of people, like the Team Center. So we're really excited about developing a crew of teens who understand the facets of video and, I'm sorry, audio production. That's kind of where Rose City Rising kind of evolved from. Last year during the pandemic, I was taking around a generator and speakers and mixers to a lot of the protests and BLM rallies that were happening around town. And towards the end of that summer, Mike and I were at a I Love Black People event that was all about Black liberation and Black love. And I was like, yo, we need to put together a compilation where we get young people to spit bars about how 2020 hit them. And he was with it. So in 2021, we reached out to a variety of people. Really blessed to have Jeff come on board. I'm really blessed to have Outside the Frame come on board because, yo, they produced 5, maybe even 6 music videos to go along with the tracks that these young people made. We're in the moment now of mastering and mixing all these tracks, and we're going to release a compilation CD or, you know, release a compilation on all major platforms in 2022. So keep an eye out because it's going to be popping.
That's what's up. So that's Rose City Rising. Some of the most talented young people in hip hop, spoken word, as well as rock, have submitted songs. Like you said, Andre, we're going to be wrapping that up, the mixing and mastering. Some of the videos have already been released. I want to encourage people to go check out Animal Control featuring Corwin Gold and Jay Prodigy, as well as the Oregon Symphony. That's available on YouTube. And January, and what was the name of the other one, Jeff?
The other one was Rose City, Rose City Flows, West Capital Bastard.
Right. And those are both available on YouTube as well. A big shout out to Outside the Frame. And so Jolly, you've been performing for, how many years have you been writing, performing spoken word and hip hop?
It goes back so far, probably like elementary school. One of my biggest moments where I figured out, like, I want to do spoken word, I want to be a performer, entertainer, rapper, whatever, was my 8th grade promotion, like 8th grade graduation thing, where in my head it was a speech, but after I did my speech, everyone told me it was spoken word, and I was like, no, poetry's for girls, don't box me in like that. But then I started going to open mics and performing and like rapping, and like I just became part of it, and it just really took over. So late elementary, early middle school is where I really found that spark. And then Friends of Noise came in, and I'm so glad Friends of Noise existed, because they got me, Andre got me some of my first gigs, and they were paid. I didn't even care that they were paid, but I just wanted to like get my foot in the door and start performing. All the other open mics that were either at like bars or places where youth couldn't be. So seeing Andre start Friends of Noise, and it's all ages always. So it's like, I knew I had, if I couldn't perform, I could at least go and like meet other artists and like network. And some of my bestest friends I met through Andre's shows. So shout out Friends of Noise and Andre. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. This is great, you know, because there's multi-dimensional aspects to these things that are happening in our city and that are bigger than any one of us as individuals. And so, Jolly, but your testimony is a testament to the fact that, you know, as individuals, we're not always necessarily aware of the extent of the impact that the work we're doing has on other people. So, you know, with you being a performer, and also looking for opportunities to perform. You're coming in a community with other young performers and artists as well. This, you know, open mic, this is the second of two. I was unable to attend the first one. Can you tell the people what is the purpose of this event, what your role in it is, and when the next one is, so that they can come out?
So you heard the yeah, and you heard stands for youth adults, and then the heard is like youth adults being heard. So the whole idea of it is about basically giving back and giving the youth a chance and opportunity to present themselves in places where they don't typically get that acknowledgement. And the last show, it went well. We had like 6-8 youth sign up and perform, and they loved it so much. We were like, actually, go back up there again, because we had some more time. So they're like, yeah, I'm down. Let me do another song. The audience loved it. And my role there was the host. I was the host, and I was just greeting people when they walked through the door, getting them signed up. Jeff was helping me get their music from the thumb drive to the computer, then giving it to the Friends of Noise people. It was a very cool dynamic, and I think it went very smoothly. And the next one is on the 21st of December, 21st, same location. And yeah, I have high hopes. I've been pushing it out, inviting people directly. Jeff, if you want to add anything to that, because I know you came to me with this idea, and I was like, yes, please, get me on this.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to have the host with the most, man. If you're going to have somebody running the show, Jolly's right there in the combo. You know, and Jolly did do, you did a phenomenal job. I mean, the energy in the building and acknowledging and working with folks and just bringing folks on stage, it was dope. The dynamic was really there in the sense of the connections that were being built and folks getting up and Jolly really moving through the night and acknowledging folks as they were rocking stuff. I do want to like acknowledge a couple of things too that, you know, Daryl Grant allowed us to use the space as a part of the space that he's holding down at the Soul Restoration Project, you know, the old Albina Arts Center on Killingsworth. It's really important to acknowledge that because this space is what really made it happen as well. And then I do want to acknowledge too, as we're going through this, that My Voice Music played a role in this, because My Voice Music created opportunities for the youth that I was working with to record. So I just want to loop that back in just because we want to give people their love, you know, around the work that they do in the spaces. You know, I would only add that Andre said this earlier, and this is why working with Andre is dope, because he said at the beginning around Friends of Noise is we're creating inclusive space. And what does that mean? Right. And so one of the main points of having your herd go down is it about it being a fugitive space, meaning that folks can show up how they need to. Whatever is going on with them is welcome here. We want everybody to feel like this is a place for them to come and rock. So opening a space and supporting youth to come as they are is really important right now, because most of the spaces that you step into, there's expectations related to what they are supposed to do. And they're often being told what to do, or, you know, being like, yo, this is what's up. And I think when me and Andre really first sat down, we started having lunches and just being like, yo, what does this really mean? What do we want to do? That was one of the most important things that came up, is what does it look like for the youth to have a space and lead that space too, and be connected to it in a way that it's more their space than it is ours. That's a really important piece with this. The goal is definitely for youth to eventually take it over and make decisions in whatever way that they feel comfortable. So, you know, if we have youth that are invested in the space and they're like, hey, we want to try this, or this is something that we want to do, me and Andre are staying open to connecting and building with young folks around their ideas and what's important to them as we move forward, because we feel like, you know, that ownership, that space becoming theirs is really one of the most important aspects of your heart.
So, Andre, you were saying at the top of the call before we actually got to air that you're looking at doing a bunch of stuff in the parks this summer. Do you want to say anything before we wrap up?
You know, our goal is how are we accessing and transforming public spaces into spaces that are equitable and safe and welcoming and inviting to audiences and performers of all ages. And for the past 3 years, Friends of Noise has been able to collaborate with Portland Parks and Rec in a program that they call the Summer Free for All program, as well as their Free Lunch and Play program, which is bringing arts to free lunch programs for young people who, you know, get food and get nourishment while they're outdoors at local parks. And the Summer Free for All program is another program that just brings arts, you know, movies, singers, songwriters, performers, poets, full bands into our parks where it's accessible and free. And we just feel honored that we're able to make sure that we can carve out space for young people to not only be participants, but to be paid participants and getting compensated for their creativity and their time. So we're hoping that we can expand and grow with those programs in the year and years to come.
Is that friendsofnoise.com if people want to support that, Andre?
Actually, friendsofnoise.org, please. Thank you very much. Yeah, friendsofnoise.org.
In terms of I Am More, where can people support I Am More?
Same thing, iammore.com website. And it's the Give Guide. Don't forget, get out there and give to Friends of Noise, other great organizations that are doing fantastic work.
I'm feeling jolly. Crazy how all of our lives be changing so fast. Everyone's going their separate ways. I pay no attention to that. I stay on my path. All of my dreams are becoming a fact. Unlike my heart, my progress bars are staying intact. Call my mom and tell her that all of the money that she was investing in me, I'm making it back. Been chasing the bag, been making the cash, been making the stacks, been making the racks, been making the bands, been plotting and scheming, been making the plans, been writing, recording, been making the tracks, performing and touring, been making the fans. Any idea my mind is forming, I'm exploring and making it grand. Yeah, y'all threw that dirt on my name. Yeah, y'all gonna remember the name. Yeah, y'all gonna notice and live in the difference I made. Remember my aim and better remember these words that I say. This world I'll change, this world I'm changing. These goals that I'm chasing and growth that I'm facing just shows that I'm making progress.
So that was a song called Progress.
Yeah.
Progress by Jolly Rapper. I loved it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for doing real work about real life. It's funny because I was just running around in traffic trying to do my list of overachieving a trillion things in the short amount of time. And so the lyrics is something I could relate to because that's the lifestyle is always going hard, you know?
Exactly. You know, I wrote that song like kind of in the start of Corona, like when it first happened on lockdown. I decided to make a whole album, still in the process of making it. It's been really fun, and that's like the title track. The album's called Progress Bars. So yeah, it's exciting.
You're one of the busiest, most prolific young people and artists I know out of any age group. Do you see yourself staying in Portland for the duration of your artistic professional career, or do you see yourself going to LA or one of the bigger markets that has more infrastructure?
Yeah, you know, I ask myself that question a lot. I have lots of peers that are moving out. One just moved to New York, another one moved to LA, and I'm kind of like at that spot where I'm like, should I do that? Will that help my career? But I think what's best for me to do, I want to stay in Portland and get my college out of the way. And while I'm here, kind of establish a fan base that I can really rely on before taking that step into a new place that I have, like, nobody knows me. So, yeah, I'll probably stay here for a while. I like it. Portland's lit.
Yeah. And were you born here?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Portland, the north side.
Are you in college currently?
Yes, I go to PCC.
And you're getting your prereqs out of the way, your undergraduate stuff.
Yeah, I went to Jefferson High School, so I kind of got all that out of the way while I was still in high school.
Awesome. And what is your area of study? Is it, I mean, are you studying entertainment or music? What are you focused on?
Okay, so originally I was majoring in multimedia, and that's like photography, video, website design, digital art, stuff like that. But when Corona happened, they took away all the computer labs, the software, and like the equipment. So I didn't have access to any of that. So I switched my major to business because I was able to do that remote from home. And yeah, that's the route I've been taking ever since. So I eventually plan on returning back to the multimedia. I heard PSU has a cool program over there. So I'll do a transfer degree from PCC to PSU.
Right on, man. I'm proud of you, man. I'm glad to have you being an example of the type of commitment that gets you where you need to go, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Like, I always bump into you somewhere, and it's like, Mike Crenshaw, perfect. I know I'm in the place where I need to be when I see you there, because I'm like, oh, perfect. The stars align.
I appreciate it. Synergy, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you, you know, we got to hear one of your songs, and I want to transition into another one of your songs soon. This other one is just really about real life as well. I'm hoping our listeners find it inspiring. I feel like it's like spiritually grounded music for the working class. You're not talking about killing people and selling dope. It's like something that I think the majority of us out here grinding can relate to, as opposed to just a handful of us. But before we get into OL, do you have some bars? Because when I first saw you perform back at Caldera, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, I saw you perform as a poet, as a spoken word artist,
which
I found to be incredible as well. Would you share for our Culture Emotion listeners a poem or spoken word piece?
Yes, I can. And since this is audio, I have a poem that's perfect for this because I wrote it in sophomore year as a personal narrative assignment essay.
Okay.
But I wrote it as a poem. So I reformatted it as an essay, but I perform it as a poem. So I kind of pulled a fast one on my teacher. But she wouldn't let me write a poem. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll do it like this. but yeah. This poem is titled "The Risk I Dared Take." In the kitchen is where my mother was, wearing her favorite gravy-stained apron. Over and up her buttoned-up. Yeah, that shirt she wore when she was painting. She always wore that shirt. Why? It had me puzzled much. Like, did she not notice the buttons were breaking? Though the shirt was creased and roughened up, it's always been here, she just couldn't replace it. Why do you always worry so much? Quit acting like you really won't make it, she said to me as she was making me lunch. Oh, I'm not worried, you must be mistaken. It's just these lyrics and ideas that I keep bundled up in my mind seem to be making me anxious. I know these lyrics aren't very much, but soon these are what will be making me famous. I peeked over her shoulder, leaned over the open drawer full of old knives that were dull and broken. Without knowing it, I nosedove into a home full of aroma that arose from the warm stove. And by the way, Mom, what you making? Nudging me out the way, she sounded irritated. Sorry, but you have to keep waiting. I'm making your favorite. I'm cooking, quit pacing, not playing. Be patient. I wondered, what's the occasion? Got tired of waiting, I just couldn't take it. Smelled so good I could basically taste it. My stomach was aching, that food I was craving turned a corner and the sight was amazing. Now, I'm not exaggerating when I say that day I started fainting, gazing in amazement. Her creations had me changing faces. Went from nappy and bland to happy and glad. Listen to eggs get cracked on a pan. Glistening eggs go splash on a pan. Sizzling eggs go cracking and splat on a pan. Witness potatoes get slashed in the halves. So many memories that I have had with that pan. Seeing my mother gripping that pan with her withering hands, flipping and whipping and tipping the pan, seeing how quickly it swished in her hands. You can't begin to imagine or fathom the way that she handled the pan. Knew the kitchen like the back of her hand. I was plotting and planning the actions of snatching the snacks in the back of the cabinet, taking my chances and acting a savage. Would this catastrophe actually happen? That was my last thought. Passing the asking when grabbing the glass jar, distracting her glances, and that wasn't that hard. But accidents happen. Gasp as I managed to make a gigantic glass fall. She wasn't that far, shattered in half of a second, as loud as a crack in the asphalt. Oh snap, it just happened. That is the last straw. She snapped it and started slapping and smacking the back of my hand hard. But those homemade cookies were the risk I dared take.
Wow, that's the one. That's the one that won me over when I saw you perform it.
Yeah, that was a campfire.
Yep.
Well, soon, man, I missed that.
Thank you for taking time, and I look forward to seeing you on the 21st. I want to encourage people to make it out to your herd. And
yeah,
that's gonna be at 14 Northeast Killingsworth on December 21st. That's a week from today, a week from tomorrow. What time does that start, Jolly?
You know, sign up is at 6 to 6:30. So if you're a poet, songwriter, performer, that's when you should come and sign up. Then the show starts at 6:30.
Right on.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
And before we go, I want to let the people know that, you know, KBOO needs your support. So if you could go to KBOO.FM and donate to KBOO. Keep KBOO on the air. Keep programming like Culture in Motion on the air. Keep news and public affairs on the air that are going to give you a reflection of what's really happening in the world today. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. My name is Jolly Rapper. That's Rapper with a W. Please follow me on Instagram at Jolly Rapper, Rapper with a W. And I also make music at Jolly Rapper, Rapper with a W. And we're transitioning to the next song of mine called Oh Well, which is the title track of my first album.
Hey, that's what's up, Jolly. I appreciate you, brother. You have a great day. And, we'll catch you soon. We'll catch you out there in the world.
Of course. I hope to bump into you some more somewhere.
And keep doing what you do.
Yeah, right back at ya.
I'm feeling jolly. Oh well, oh well. Oh well, oh well. Oh well, oh well. Oh well. I can't get no sleep. Oh well, oh well. Got no food to eat. Oh well, oh well. It's getting hard for me to think. Oh well, oh well. Sometimes I forget to breathe. Oh well. I can't get no sleep. Oh well, oh well. Got no food to eat. Oh well, oh well. It's getting hard for me to think. Oh well, oh well. Sometimes I forget to breathe. Oh well. This one's for the family that ain't get to see me grow. This one's for the fans who know the lyrics at my shows. This one's for the ones with problems that nobody knows. This one's for the people who get high when they feel low. This one's for the ones who say it's too late to change. For the better, it's okay to change the due dates today. For the nutty North kids who drink Kool-Aid on hoop days, who shoot game is too flame, too flame. For the ones who say, I can't get no sleep. Oh well, oh well. Got no food to eat. Oh well, oh well. It's getting hard for me to think. Oh well, oh well. Sometimes I forget to breathe. Oh well. I can't get no sleep. Oh well, oh well. Got no food to eat. Oh well, oh well. It's getting hard for me to think. Oh well, oh well. Sometimes I forget to breathe. Oh well. When things don't go your way, just say, oh well. When things don't go your way, just say, oh well.
Ooh, 'cause your mistakes don't make you. 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 I can't get no sleep. Oh well, oh well, oh well. Got no food to eat. Oh well, oh well. It's getting hard for me to think. Oh well, oh well. Sometimes I forget to breathe. Oh well, oh well. I can't get no sleep. Oh well, oh well, oh well. Got no food to eat. Oh well, oh well. It's getting hard for me to think. Oh well, oh well. Sometimes I forget to breathe. Oh well, oh well. Oh well.
Yeah, peace, y'all. I'm here with Zion, Stunner Boy Z, one of the most phenomenal of the young recording artists and performers that I've recently become aware of. Now, you've been doing your thing for a minute, though, huh?
Yeah, I've been
with you this past year. But you, how long have you been performing for?
I've been performing pretty much doing different stuff my entire life. I did jazz band, I did theater. We took first place in the state. I graduated from Sunset, but I've been all around. We took first place in the state. I rapped in our set. That was a while ago, a few years ago, whatever. I did a couple other things, but performing has been something that I enjoy for a long time now, for pretty much my whole life. And now I just recently started to gravitate towards performing some of my own music. And I feel like I have a lot of fun with it. There's a lot of passion in that. It's kind of driving, you know?
Well, yeah, I do know, because we recorded you for the compilation. You submitted a song and recorded with us at Portland Underground Recording. Big shout out to Prince and Derek over there at Portland Underground Recording. So the song is going to be on the Rose City Rising compilation. There's a dope video for the song. But one of the things I noticed when you recorded, which is really what blew me away, was not only was your verse very powerful and moving, but the choruses that you sang were equally, you know, powerful and moving. So when you think of yourself as an artist, do you think of yourself as a vocalist that happens to be able to sing and rap? Do you think of yourself as an MC? Like, how do you identify yourself as an artist?
I picture myself as a creative, and whatever I create, however I create it, I just picture myself as a creative in general. I don't really want to put a label on anything and say that I'm a singer or I'm a rapper. I would say, because I like to do other things as well. I just like to make content, you know? I want to make things that people are moved by, content that maybe might make somebody laugh, content that might just be interesting and informal, whatever it is, whatever it may be. I just want to be able to create and then have no limitations to that.
The song that you recorded for the album, Rose City Rising, that's going to be coming out. I can't play it on the air right now because we don't have a radio friendly version yet. But the lyrics were intensely political, because you were responding to the summer of George Floyd and the uprisings that happened in the wake of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor's murder. Is a lot of your work influenced by political consciousness? Or is that just part of the range that you can access when you create?
Originally, when I first started writing, I would say that most of my writing would stem from poetry, which was activated through acquiring a new consciousness. And that's something that I have a lot of work. I used to do speech and debate as well. And during that time, I would compete in poetry and I'd do some of my own pieces. And that's where I really, before I started to make music, I would start to write poems and philosophy and things like that. And then slowly I started to branch out and try different areas of music, like, you know, fun stuff, like party stuff, like different stuff. But originally, I would say where I started out, how I started out was just trying to see how, if I can share music with somebody that causes them to really maybe rethink their perspective or rethink their existence almost, if possible, you know. But more of my recent music is just has been to maybe incite kind of like a fun atmosphere.
Okay.
But I definitely can do both. Wow. I definitely like to do both.
You're originally from the Bay, Zion. How long have you been in Portland?
I've been in and out of Portland for a while now. So I just recently came back from the Bay Area not too long ago, but altogether, the time that I spent in Portland, like I said, I went to Sunset High School. So I actually went to high school out here. I did some middle school out here as well, here in Louisiana, Texas. But altogether, I say probably at least 6 or 7 years, maybe more than that.
What is one of the biggest influences on you culturally from the Bay? And then how does that contrast with some of the biggest influences on you culturally from living in Portland?
I say some of the biggest cultural influences from the Bay Area, or some of my favorite, would be the kind of the anthem, the sound. A lot of it's starting to gravitate and move towards to the Portland area. I've noticed that a lot of people are starting to gravitate towards the Bay Area sound when it comes to the beats and it comes to the party songs, you know what I'm saying, type of styles. And that's something that I feel that has been pretty influential on my perspective of how to make a song for fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then for as far as Portland goes, well, when coming out here, honestly, I was kind of shocked when I first came out here. I spent some time in some places that didn't have very many Black people, you know, and that's not something that you're automatically used to seeing and used to being, like coming from the Bay Area, coming from Louisiana. Like I wasn't used to not having very many Black being around, you know what I'm saying, not being around very many Black people. But I feel that probably did influence my perspective as well.
Right on. It is true, you know, the Bay has way more Black folks, and a lot of the inner city areas of the Bay are quickly being gentrified too.
That's fast.
Yeah, it's less and less of us in the inner cities. Almost makes you wonder if one day in the maybe not too distant future, you know, between now and may say 20 years from now, if the majority of Black folks are going to be suburban and rural population from being forced out of the economy of the cities, you know. I think
yeah,
there's definitely a number of us who can hang, who are going to be in the middle class to upper middle class and even wealthy bracket, but by far the majority of working class Black folks are going to be struggling to keep up with the economic situation. This I had Jolly, and that's Jolly rapper with a W, as some of
yeah.
You know. Andre from Friends of Noise and Jeff Moreno Lothi from I Am More on earlier. We were talking about this. You heard open mic that's BIPOC centered that's coming up on the 21st of December at the Soul Restoration Project that's being curated by Daryl Grant in the old Albina Arts Center on 14 Northeast Killingsworth. Are you going to go to that open mic and perform?
I actually did speak with Daryl Grant a couple of times. It's just that a lot of things just were coming up at the time, and I just wasn't sure that I would have. He asked me for 45 minutes, a 45 minute set. Yeah. And in order to fill that, I'd really have to find some other people, and I just was a little bit on the more stressed side, so I wasn't able to do that. But as far as the 21st open mic gig, that sounds like something that would be a lot of fun. I'm just really, like, with all the schedule changing that has been happening on my part, I'm trying to figure out exactly what's going to fit and how it's going to fit. But that sounds like something I'd definitely be interested in and going to.
Okay. I'm going to circle back to you in the weeks ahead, because I might be doing a regular monthly show myself, and I would ask you to come down and participate in one of the bills. But
I would definitely be interested in that as well.
I appreciate you stopping by, as well as being part of this upcoming Rose City Rising project. And if the people want to listen to your music online, can they find you anywhere?
Currently, at this point in time, I actually have a lot of songs that I'm working on that I have not released yet. But as far as where I can be found is Instagram and TikTok. TikTok is I just recently started gaining some traction on there for various things, and it's the same as my everything is the same Stunnaboy period Z on social media, on those two social media platforms. And before I drop any music, that would be the first place to get that information.
Okay, and Stunnaboy is spelled S-T-U-N-N-A-B-O-I.
B-O-I-I period Z. So that's S-T-U-N-N-A-B-O-I-I period Z.
Okay, and before we close our interview, you have a radio-friendly song that you shared with me that I want to close out with. I want to let the people hear it. It's called Bad Like That, featuring, is it Elijah Malik or Elijah Malik?
Elijah Malik, yeah.
Malik, you want to tell the people about this song?
So this song is a song that it would be less on the politically motivated side and more on the let's have some fun type of vibe. And that's pretty much what happened with this song. It was produced by both me and Elijah. It was written by both me and Elijah. And we have a lot of tracks together. We usually have a lot of fun when we make songs. And hopefully listening to it, people have that same experience.
Okay. So this is just a song about having fun. I'm looking at the title, Bad Like That, and I'm thinking it probably has to be inspired by somebody that you thought was beautiful.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Okay. Most definitely. This song is about just that, really. Recently, that's what a lot of my songs have been about. Been about experiences, you know, some of them good, some of them bad. But a lot of them, it wraps up to these girls, man.
Now, Zion, you say girls. How old are you?
I am 22. I'm going on 22. These young women.
These young women that you're interacting with in the world.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going
to. Some good, some bad, some in between, some in the middle. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of. A lot to take into consideration whenever I open my eyes and pay attention to what I see on social media. I guess my specific algorithm is somehow attuned to a lot of people expressing their frustration around dating and relationships. And, you know, it's just part of life. I know for as long as I can remember, for as long as I've been able to read, you know, I remember going to the grocery store and looking at the magazine rack, not the big one, in the middle of the store, but the one next to the checkout stand. And when you're waiting in line, you're sitting there and you look at the covers of the magazines, and they're all geared, a lot of them are geared towards women, because I guess there's this assumption that women are gonna be the ones who are gonna be in the store doing the shopping. And if you look at the titles, it's getting better, but for most of my life, it's all about how frustrating relationships can be, or how to keep a partner, you know. And there's just so much, I think, time and energy and marketing and resources put towards trying to get people to center romance and sexual relationships as a priority in their lives. And sometimes I wonder what it would be like if that wasn't as heavily programmed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you think about it, it's like what are most of us listening to nowadays? I say most of us, but I disclude myself at the same time, because he won't catch me pop on some Megan Thee Stallion and some Cardi B. But I mean, like, it's the culture right now, is the attitude. I feel like that kind of shapes it as well.
Well, pop culture has always been shaped by sex and violence as the premier forms of entertainment.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
And so the commercializing of these primal characteristics within the spectrum of human behavior and activity, one of which has the potential to create life, one of which has the potential to destroy life, is an effort to draw us in through our subconscious awareness. And I think it is what it is. There's things about it that are problematic, and there are things about it that are based on biology and life and reality. And you could waste a lot of energy trying to judge, you know, somebody's orientation to entertainment and what they like, right? But I will say that growing up, I got tired of everybody listening to love songs. I felt like specifically Black commercial music was so limited in its range. This predating hip hop, but going into hip hop, there was always a lot of R&B that, like, people, there'd be whole albums and all people sung about was relationships. And as a young boy, becoming a young man, I was like, isn't there more to talk about?
Yeah.
Relationships. But if that's all we listen to, then it helps to shape our imaginations as we grow, you know? Obviously, I could say, I guess you hit a nerve, because I'm about to ramble on and on about this, but without doing all that.
Uh-oh.
I want to thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Zion, and I hope I get to see you down here at your
home. Can I actually get a picture of that flyer or a piece of that? I'll screenshot it and you see.
The digital flyer. I have a version that I've been using on Instagram and social media. That's going
to
be
I'll be, it's 6:30 to 9 p.m. Yeah, I can do that. I should be able to make that. What day is that?
That's I believe that's a Tuesday, December 21st. We'll look at the calendar right quick. That's going to be at 14 Northeast Killingsworth. So we hope to see you down there. If you're listening to Culture in Motion. Yeah, that's next Tuesday.
Shawty knows she bad, bad, bad. Whoa. So she gonna act like that. Whoa. Got an attitude cause she ain't tryna play with a brother who don't got that swag. Whoa. She see me walking, she already knows I ain't just one of these basic bros. But look at my eyes and she wanna go right back to the crib where I came from. Money,
everything on sight. Cause she's bad like that. Honey, fuck. She gon' find out where I'm at. Oh, oh, oh. She say she wanna go, I'm about to take her home. Oh, oh, oh. And you already know when I get her alone. She was feeling my vibe when I approached. We connected like the Wi-Fi. Don't need the boats. Peeping shotties on the drive-by. Might tip the boat, knock down your walls. Like I'm breaking out, we're trying to move. She did it all on her lonely. But she want me to slide when she lonely. And she pass on her legs and her phonies. Cause my touch, I let you like Sony. Baby, how you get so blessed? Just for the record, I don't normally flex. But if we talking about records, just know that my records go give me some checks. Baby, you see they the best. I got the haters upset. Because I always be doing the most. Cause I never settle for less. Throw it up, pull up, know that I'm about to impress. Money, money, everything on sight. Cause she's bad like that. Honey, fuck, another bit of funny. She gon' find a way where I'm at. Oh, oh, oh. She say she wanna go, I'm about to take her home. Oh, oh, oh. And you already know when I get her alone.
Told her that we could go back to my pad, to my castle, as soon as she ready for that. Hop on the couch, you could chill or whatever. I'm cool with a movie, cause you is a snack. Yeah, I ain't a player, I just spit some game to some shorties, cause I like how they interact. But if it's you that I'm with, ain't nobody but you gonna have my attention like
don't
that.
Have my attention like that. You caught my eye in a club with these lights and you dressing all black. But that was enough. Yeah, I ain't even seen nobody but you and you way in the back. You backing it up. I see some other girls with shiny dresses, but they ended up being diamonds in the rough. Compared to the gem in front of me, you perfectly cut. Money, money, everything on sight. Cause she's bad like that. Honey, for another bit of funny. She gon' find out where I'm at. Oh, oh, oh. She say she wanna go, I'm about to take her home. Oh, oh, oh. And you already know when I get her alone.
Shawty know she bad, bad, bad. Whoa. So she gonna act like that. Whoa. Got an attitude cause she ain't tryna play with a brother who don't got that swag. Whoa.
She see me walking, she already knows I ain't just one of these basic bros. But look at my eyes and she wanna go right back to the crib where I came from.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been coming down here to KBOO at this point for dang near half my life, y'all. I moved to Portland in 1992, and very shortly after I got here, I wound up in a series of battles on KBOO and freestyle battles back when MCs used to actually improvisationally freestyle on the air. Shout out to DJ Chill, Cool Nuts, Old Dominion, Lifesavers, all the OGs. But I say that to say that KBOO has played an instrumental role in my development, you know, as an artist, as an activist, as a member of the community who takes my role as somebody who's accountable for what I say and what I do, you know, very seriously. And having the opportunity to use KBOO as a platform to not only intellectually, but politically engage has been a strength in my life, in my time in Portland. So you can go to kboo.fm/give. You can click donate in the mobile app. You can text KBOO to 44321. You can mail a donation to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. And let the people know if you're going to mail us a letter. Let us know who you want to support, or if you just want to support all the programming in general. We're going to raise with your help $45,000 between now and December 31st. So again, thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike Crenshaw. This is Culture in Motion. And KBOO is going strong because of folks like you. So let's keep it going. All right, have a safe week and we will talk soon. Thank you for tuning in to Culture in Motion on KBOO, good people.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
If I dumb hole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down, and I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Tune in to KBOO Monday mornings at 9 for the Old Mole Variety Hour, your source for radically democratic news, views, reviews, and